Hello, students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay. On today's lesson, I will teach you about the English phrase, cut corners. Say that with me, cut corners. So let's dive into the world of idioms and uncover the meaning of cutting corners. First things first, what does cutting corners actually mean? Well, when someone cuts corners, it means they are taking shortcuts or finding quicker, easier, but often less effective ways to do something. It's like trying to reach a destination faster by taking a shorter path, but not necessarily following the rules or doing things properly. Now, let's practice, and I want you to repeat after me with these sentences. He finished the project early, but it's clear he cut corners because there are mistakes everywhere. Or you may say, I don't recommend cutting corners when you're learning a new skill. It's important to do things the right way. Or finally, you could say the chef, which is a cook, refused to cut corners in the recipe, ensuring every ingredient was fresh and flavorful. Now that's excellent. Do you know the origins of cutting corners? It's amazing. It actually has to do with the world of sailing. Back in the day, sailors had to navigate their ships around tight corners. And to make the journey faster, some sailors would literally cut the corners of the route to take a more direct path. However, this risky maneuver could lead to accidents and damage to the ship. So that's a great lesson, even when it comes to learning English. Though it may get tough sometimes and a little confusing, try to do things the right way and don't cut corners. So before we wrap up, here's a quick recap. Cutting corners means taking shortcuts, often sacrificing quality for speed or convenience. I hope you have enjoyed today's English lesson about cutting corners. You know, I would love to hear from you. If you could leave me a comment down below, or go over to my YouTube channel, and if you're serious about improving your English, subscribe and leave me a comment and let me know that you're on my YouTube channel because you listen to the podcast. I'm also on Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, you can follow me there, and I will leave the links to my social media accounts down in the description of today's lesson. I hope you reach out to me. I put a lot of work into putting these lessons together, and I would love to hear from you and learn where you're from. Well, until next time, I hope you join me on another English lesson. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you then.